Morning. Good things will move your way.
Amen.
Good things will relocate to your house.
Amen.
This is October Faith Clinic. We're not preaching. We're not doing other things. We are taking delivery. We are taking delivery. Jesus goes about. He never stays with somebody. He perfects somebody, moves to the next person. Let this Jesus, in a new dimension, come to your life now.
Amen.
Jesu Yosi Olori.
Amen.
I ask you to wait because there is a voice in my spirit, and I want to take the church towards it. Be lo lore. Oh lore. Nitori pe ni church la ro yi. Oluwa yo si obirin lore. Oluwa yo si okunrin lore. God will do you good. I said he will do you good. I said he will do you good. It is not a special number. Everybody, open your mouth. Ekpe lo lore. It's not a special number.
Touching you.
Oh Lord, we give you thanks for today. We thank you for today's appointment. It is a divine appointment. We are here. Oh, in Jesus' name, we worship. Just remain where you are. I speak on his behalf. I speak to your life in this faith clinic. Let your life receive the goodness of God. Oh yeah, receive the goodness of God. Let your situation take the goodness of God. Everything that negates the goodness of God, everything that defies the goodness of God, everything that discredits the goodness of God in your life, let them be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Listen to me this morning. We're about to be done with this. The book of Romans, I'm not preaching, just listen, shows God in two dimensions. The Bible says God is severe and God is good. So when you get home, go and check. He said his severity is towards the wicked and his goodness is towards you. In this faith clinic this morning, I release the severity of God against every sickness, every ailment, every trouble. Be consumed in the name of Jesus. He says severity towards them, goodness towards you. Severity of God towards them, goodness of God towards you. In this faith clinic, let the severity of God locate all your tormentor. Father, from this minute, oh yeah, be severe to them. Baba, be severe to them. Lord, be severe to them. Lord, be severe to them. Sickness, disease, retardation, failure, sorrow, confusion. Lord, be severe to them. People of God, the Bible says, but towards you, goodness. In this faith clinic, this morning, in a new dimension, in a new realm, in a way you have never seen, oh yeah, receive the goodness of God. Receive the goodness of God. Receive the goodness of God. The Holy Spirit is taking it off. Taking it off. Open your eyes and look at me. God is severe. God is good. The Bible says his goodness is towards us. His severity is towards them. Are you here in church? You will open your mouth. It is faith clinic. I will soon be done. You will send the severity of God to what you don't want. Lord, be severe on this. Lord, be severe in this situation. Lord, be severe on this ailment. Lord, be gruesome. Be gruesome. Be what? Lord, be gruesome. Be merciless in this situation. Lord, be gruesome in this condition of mine. Lord, be gruesome in this camp of the enemy. Lord, be wicked to them. Be wicked to them. Open your mouth and pray. Be wicked to them. Be severe to them. Be severe. Be severe. Lord, be severe. Yes. Lord, be severe. In the name of Jesus. Lord, be severe. This is the key God gave to me for you this morning. Open your mouth and say, Lord, be gruesome on my ailment. Be gruesome on this barrier. On this barrier. Be gruesome. Lord, be gruesome on these witches. Lord, be gruesome on this delay. Be gruesome. Lord, be severe. Lord, be severe. Spare not. Spare not. Lord, be gruesome. On this bondage, on this chain of my life, Lord, be gruesome. 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 Lord, be severe. Lord, be severe. In Jesus' name, we pray. My full briefing for this service by God's servant is that this is October's faith clinic. Am I on the same page? So why are we doing this? The timer is telling me we are running. I will not delay you here. Because I'm here with the key. He gave me the language. I stand by the authority of God. Let the goodness of God bring healing to your body. Let the goodness of God open your door. Let the goodness of God push down your enemy. Let the goodness of God destroy the wicked. Let somebody shout, God is good. Open your eyes and look at me. In the book of Psalm, he said, for his good and his mercy endureth forever. He killed Pharaoh. For his good and his mercy endureth forever. He destroyed the whole Philistine. For his good and his mercy endureth. That is the goodness of God. That's the Bible. In this faith clinic, may the goodness of God undertake for you. May the goodness of God undertake for you. Oh, the Bible goodness might not be dollar and pound sterling. It might be blood flow. For his good and his mercy endureth forever. He destroyed their children for his good and his mercy endureth forever. He reaped the pregnant ones for his good and his mercy endureth forever. In this faith clinic, let the goodness of God be activated in your life. Let the goodness of God be activated in your life. In the name of Jesus. The Lord said to me, tell my children again in Cedar, I am good. And I want to be good to them. But we don't understand the goodness of God. The goodness of God kills and his children laugh. The goodness of God destroys and his children ascend. Somebody is in this faith clinic. You are the next to ascend. I say you will ascend. I say you will ascend. I say you will ascend. Let somebody say, my God is good. Let somebody say, my God is good. Let somebody say, my God is good. He gave me the language for this brief session this morning. And that is in the book of Romans. We are not reading. He said, God is severe and God is good. Severe towards them and good towards you. Are you in church? Lord, be gruesome. Be severe. Be merciless on this thing, this thing, this thing. I cannot pray your prayer. You can be watching me as a dramatist. You can be watching the mouth of others. But for those who have ear for God, they will pray and they will have testimony. Are you ready? Lord, be gruesome on this chain. Lord, be gruesome on my foundational witches. Be gruesome on my evil monitors. Gbogbo awon to monitor aye mi. Lord, be severe. Be gruesome on them. Open your mouth and pray somebody. Lord, be gruesome on them. Lord, be gruesome on them. Lord, be severe on them. In the name of Jesus. Lord, be gruesome. Lord, be severe. Lord, be gruesome. Yay! Be gruesome. Be severe. Uraga Saida Makata. They have given you the scripture on the screen. Romans is there 11:22. He's there for you. He's good towards you. He's severe toward them. Lord, be severe. Lord, be gruesome. Lord, be severe. Lord, be severe on this my trouble. Be severe on this case in my office. Lord, be severe on this my situation. Lord, be severe in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. I'm in today's faith clinic. And I know I carry stubborn situation. Stubborn case like the lady in the drama. I am afflicted with certain stubborn arrangement. Very stubborn that will not budge, that will not yield. I know there is a stubborn case in my life. If that is the only thing I can do this morning, I'm all right. There's this stubborn situation in my destiny. There is this stubborn ailment in my body. And you want the end to them this morning in the faith clinic. I announce they are terminated. I said they are terminated. I said they are terminated. I said they are terminated. If you are in that situation, we are in a faith clinic. It's not me. It's not the pastors. It's Jehovah. He's moving the church. I said it when I took microphone. Jesus is a moving Jesus. Jesus koja lo ni psi ni si ni si omo Olorun koja lo ni si. He will be severe on your case. There is a stubborn situation that you have detected, that you know in your life. Wherever you are, raise your hand. Come to the altar. Come and stand here. Come and stand here. Come and stand here. Come and stand here. Come and stand. Don't drag feet. We don't have time. We don't have time. Everybody, don't close your eyes. Look at the screen. Everybody, let's read. Romans 11:22. Oh, yeah. Behold, therefore, the goodness and the... Is it in the Bible? The goodness and the what? Of on them which fear severity. But towards you. Towards you. Towards you. Oh, yeah, take goodness. I said, take goodness. I said, take goodness. Oh, yeah, take goodness. On you, goodness. If you continue in his goodness, otherwise, that shall be cut off. You shall not be cut off. You shall not be cut off. But look at it. Goodness and severity of God. The same God. And not only that, goodness towards you, but towards them, severity. Those of you before the altar, just one language. Lord, be severe on this situation. It's too stubborn. Lord, be gruesome. Be gruesome. Be gruesome in this case. Nobody is coming to lay hands on anybody. Your mouth is the key to your destiny. Lord, be severe. Lord, be gruesome. You will mention the case. Lord, in this faith clinic. Oh, Lord. Be merciless. Be merciless in this situation. Lord, be gruesome. Be gruesome. Be severe. Open your mouth and pray somebody. Yes. Especially those of you before the Lord. Those of you standing before the altar. Lord, be gruesome. Lord, be merciless. Lord, be merciless. Lord, be gruesome in this case. Lord, be severe. Be severe. Be severe. Be severe. I'm not waiting for anybody. I'm only waiting for God to finish his work in your life. Lord, be severe. Lord, be severe. Lord, be gruesome. In this my condition, be gruesome. Be severe to my attackers. Be severe to my troublers. During prayer time, the man of God uses Galatians. He said, those trouble you will bear their trouble. Lord, be severe. Lord, be severe on this stubborn problem. Lord, don't be gentle. Oh, Lord, don't be gentle again. Don't be good again. Do not be good again on this condition. Lord, be severe. Lord, be gruesome. We are not just filling ours. We are not just filling space. Lord, be gruesome. Lord, be gruesome. Lord, be gruesome. Lord, be gruesome. Lord, be severe on this my situation. On these people that have ganged against me. On my tormentors. Lord, be gruesome. Lord, be gruesome. Lord, be gruesome. Be severe. Be severe. Lord, be severe. If that is the only thing we do this morning, Faith Clinic is done. He's going round. He is going round. Oluwa buru ma isoro mi. Oluwa buru. Oluwa koroma ogun aye mi. Oluwa buru si ogun aye mi. Buru si ogun aye mi. Do not be nice again. Lord, do not be nice again. Lord, do not be nice again. Do not be good again to this my situation. Do not be gentle. Lord, do not be gentle again. Do not be gentle again. Do not be gentle again. I'm just opening the meeting and God is coming your way now. He's coming. He's handling your case. Lord, be severe. Lord, be gruesome. Be gruesome. In Jesus' name, we pray. Worms head up arrow. That is the severity of God. From today, this situation is eating up. I say, let worm eat up this situation. Yes. God was severe to the Philistines. When they carried the Ark of Covenant, the Enos was coming out. Everything was bad. From today, this stubborn problem be consumed by God's severity. I stand upon the book of Romans chapter 11 only towards them. Every situation troubling you, yes, be consumed. Oh yeah, be consumed. Oh yeah, be consumed. Oh yeah, be consumed. Cedar is in a season of divine intervention. So it's not preaching to impress. Who are we impressing? Coming to church? Coming next week, no changes, no testimony. Why should it be? From today, God will become gruesome to your adversaries, to your tormentor. God will become gruesome. I said, God will become gruesome. I said, God will become gruesome. I said, God will become gruesome. The Bible says, and an angel of the Lord went to the camp of the Assyrians, and overnight, he killed 185 soldiers, not civilians. 185. That is the severity of God. In your situation, in that condition, that is generating sorrow for you, that is generating concern, let the severity of God enter there. May God be wicked to the wicked. May God be wicked to your adversary. May God be wicked to your sickness. Oh God, be wicked to their sickness. Be merciless to their tormentors. In the name of Jesus. Everybody, those in front and those at the back, Father, open my door by your goodness. Open my door. Lord, promote me by your goodness. Lord, enrich me. Those of you in front and those who are still in church, if they are still with us anyway, if they are not sleeping. Oh Lord, open my door. Open door for me by your goodness. Enrich me by your goodness. Promote me by your goodness. Lord, change my life with your goodness. Open your mouth and speak, somebody. Lord, change my life. Give me miracle children. Give me marriage. Give me employment. Oh Lord. Oh Lord, promote me by your goodness. By your goodness. Lord, by your goodness. Lord, by your goodness. Lord, by your goodness. Lord, by your goodness. Open door for me. Lord, change my life by your goodness. Lord, by your goodness. Lord, by your goodness. Lord, by your goodness. Lord, heal my body. Lord, promote me. Lord, enrich me. Make me worthy by your goodness. By your goodness. In Jesus' name, we pray. The Bible says, surely, in the book of Psalms, God is good to Israel. Surely, God is good to Israel. As you come to the altar, and everybody in the faith link this morning, yea, let the goodness of God begin to speak in your life. You are not yet ready. There is a level God is showing to me. You will become positively embarrassing to yourself because you can't count your blessing. From today, let the goodness begin to speak in your life. From this moment, let divine goodness open your door. From this hour, let divine goodness change your life. In the name of Jesus. I am running away from the temptation of being tied down. I would have opened that psalm. He said, God is good. His mercy endureth forever. He killed Og, the king of Bashan, for his good. And his mercy endureth forever. He destroyed Herod, for his good. And his mercy endureth. That is the goodness of God. From this faith clinic, in every dimension, in every manifold, the goodness of God will walk with you. You are not here. I said the goodness of God will walk with you. I said the goodness of God will walk with you. I said the goodness of God will walk with you. I said the goodness of God will walk with you. In the name of Jesus. Surely, God is good to Israel. That's what Psalm says. Surely, God is good to Israel. From this faith clinic, the testimony of divine goodness by you and by unbelievers will follow you. Amen. Lift your hands to the Lord and give him praise. Give him praise. Severity of God is upon the enemy. Severity of God, gruesomeness of God, he's upon the wicked. Worship the Lord. Give him praise. He has healed your body. The stubborn situation is gone. It's gone. It's gone. Give him praise. In Jesus' name we pray.
Because I'm running with time, I would have released you, but let's do it well. Let's do it. I might drop the microphone very soon. The Lord laid on me. He said, tell my children to declare light. I don't know why. Let there be light. Jackie Malewa. So those of you before the altar, you are standing in a better ground. Everybody in the church, you are standing in a good ground, very good ground. You make a declaration. Let there be light. In this situation, in my office, in my traveling, in my academic, in my project, in my research, in my marital relationship, let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. In my extended family, let there be light. Let there be light. Is somebody opening his mouth to talk? Let there be light. Let there be light. Not only those who are in front, everybody in church, open your mouth and declare, let there be light. Let light shine for me. Let light of God shine for me. Light of God shine for me. Light of God shine for me. Let there be light. Let there be light. Kaluka tayamakoria. Let there be light. Let there be light. That is the second key he gave to me. The ministry of light. I have said it here before. God is saying it again. Let there be light. Open your mouth and say it. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. All my children, everybody in church, open your mouth. I will soon leave. We will go to something else now. We have come for faith cleaning. Let there be light. God is moving. God is moving. In some people's situation now, command light. Let there be light. Let there be light. In my neighborhood, in my house, let there be light. Somebody say, in my dream life, let there be light. In my dream, let there be light. In my marriage, let there be light. In my career, in my office, let there be light. Yes. Yes. In Jesus' name, we pray. I command darkness to depart. Not only those of you in front, upon the whole church. I command darkness to depart. Every gloominess. Every gloominess. I say roll away. Roll away. Roll away. Roll away. Roll away. Let there be light. Go into the goodness of God. Go into the goodness of God. Go into the goodness of God. I say go into the goodness of God. Let the severity of God, let the gruesomeness of God, let the fierce anger of God go against your tormentors. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lift your hands and begin to give him praise. Give him praise. The work is done this morning. The faith clinic is done. Testimonies are rolling in. Healing has taken place. Check your body. Check your body. He has healed. He has blessed. Doors are open. Doors are open. Opportunities are coming. Helpers are coming. From this service, not outside. While you are still in church, helpers are connecting with you. Helpers are around. Helpers. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we worship. Can we go to sit down? Glory be to God. Please, can you return it to the timer? And let me see. So that I know if I should go now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to close. I'm showing you the activity of the throne of God. What do I call it? Activities of the throne of God. I want you to know every torment and trouble, like our prayer leader read to us, is activity of certain throne. There's a throne where they met, and there's a throne where somebody sat and said, let her be barren. Let her be poor. Let her be a beggar. Let him be a mad person. Let him be a prisoner. Today, every throne fighting your destiny, they are overthrown. I say they are overthrown. As we close, I want us to read Revelation chapter 4, verse 5. I close so that we can do some other things. Revelation chapter 4, verse 5. Now, please return to the timer. Or please, doctor, give me sleep. Give me, let me know how many minutes or it's over. Let me know. Okay, it remains. Okay. I have seen it. Don't worry. Revelation chapter 4, verse 5. Then I will close. I've not wasted your time. Everybody, either your Bible or the screen, check it. Whatever we find there, we start operating your life from now. I say, whatever we find in Revelation chapter 4, we begin to happen in your life in the name of Jesus. And everybody, and out of the throne proceeded lightnings. Hold it. Out of the throne proceeded lightning. You have come to the throne of God. From that throne, something is coming out. Number one, lightning. Everybody under this faith clinic, the throne of God will touch you. I said the throne of God will touch you. I said the throne of God will impact your life. So as you are going, because we are closing now, from the throne is coming, number one, lightning. Let somebody say lightning.
Lightning.
Eso.
Lightning.
In Yoruba, what is lightning? Ara yo san pa won tayin. Moniki ara ko san pa isan ye. Let there be lightning. Mana mana. Kaka ki omo olore jisi koto. Mana mana se mole fun. Somebody is in this meeting now. Lightning will open your way. Lightning will work the work of light for you. So out of the throne comes lightning, number one. Number two, thunderings. In plural. Lightnings, thunderings is take away. You are taking it home. Lightning, thunderings. Can your enemy withstand this? Can any demon withstand this? And let's go. And voices. Lightning, thundering, and voices. And part two, I don't have time. Next time, I will interpret it. Seven lamps that are burning before the Lord. But these three, they are enough for us this morning. Can we stand up before God? Let's stand up. Let's stand up. Let's stand up. Let's stand up. I don't have the time. We would have read Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Can somebody facilitate? Open your Bible and read it aloud. Hebrews 4, 16. Before we pray. It's already here. It's Hebrews 4, 16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Listen, that it is available doesn't mean it is obtainable. It can be available. But for many, it might not be obtainable. But look at Hebrews 4:16, that we might obtain. As you have come to this faith clinic this morning, you will obtain.
Amen.
I say you will obtain.
Amen.
I say you will obtain.
Amen.
And where do we obtain?
The throne of grace. We are receiving the three things together. If I had time, we would have split them one by one. Let's combine the three. Then we go to the next thing. Lord, from your throne, release your lightning. Release your thundering. And release voices into my destiny, into my situation, into my body, into my office, into my marriage, into my journey, into everything that connects with my life. Lord, give me lightnings. Lord, give me thunderings. Lord, give me voices. Oh, yeah, pray.
I don't like this Alakowe prayer.
Lord, give me thunder. Lord, give me light. Lord, give me voice. From your throne, release. Release for me. Release lightning. Release thundering. Release in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Lord, give me thundering. Lord, give me lightning. Lord, give me voices. Lord, give it to me. Open your mouth.
I channel from the throne of God the lightning, the thundering, and the voice of God into your life. Yes, receive them now. Yes, take them now. Yes, go with them. I say, go with them. I say, it is yours. Enjoy them. Carry them. Wherever you go, I say, carry them.
Receive lightning. Receive thundering. And receive the voice. You are blessed. You are blessed.
I say, you are blessed.
I say, you are blessed.
Check your heart. Check your body. The Lord is good. His goodness has removed problem. Healing has taken place. Begin to worship God. Begin to give him praise. Begin to adore him. Give him all the honor. Give him all the majesty. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him.
In Jesus' name we have prayed.